Steve Bunce. A popular choice. Okay.
Good afternoon, I'm Steve Bunce, and I'm just going to talk to you about my experience at school and about my family too. So I thought I'd just, I've been away from home for at least 3 hours, so I'm just missing home a bit. And so I thought I'd tell you about my experience at school. When I was thinking back to school, apart from the later years representing the In-Betweeners series, if you've seen that, it was a lot like that. But the earlier years, I was thinking back to what did I actually experience in school. And I remember, so three main things. One thing here is you see it's the worksheet on the right is the SRA scheme. And there's a big box of cards, if you remember them. You work through different cards, you go and get a card, you answer it, probably like a comprehension, something like that. And even though it's very little interaction from the teacher, apart from when you used to go up and occasionally get them marked, I used to quite enjoy that. And actually, I learned quite a lot from the cards. And I'm still not sure why that worked for me. That was very interesting. And my friends liked it as well, because we used to race against each other so you could get through the cards the most. The other thing you see, there's a seven times table. Seven times table I learned in my bedroom because I wasn't allowed out until I'd learnt it. And out of all my times tables, that's the one which seems to have stuck the most because there was some sort of like activity with another person, which basically was my mother sending me up to my room until I couldn't come out until I'd learnt it. And then the third one there is the Apollo 13 sign. And I read the Apollo 13 story through tears, again with my mother behind me, pulling my hair when I got it wrong, and I had to read through it again and again. And again, the words blurred when you're crying, but you know, I still got through it. But those three things have stuck with me. And actually, of all the wonderful experiences I probably had at school, they still stick in there. So again, that's what I was thinking about with school. What is the purpose of education? Well, is it that, you know, all the different things we do, we remember there's some sort of emotion attached to it? Or is there just not enough hair pulling in school? So, which leads me on then to some of my own children, and which I've just broken this one now. You'll be pleased I've got a new one, so it's much better. Okay, so this moves on then to my own experience of being a parent. You don't get any instructions. There aren't any video games you can play to learn about how to do this sort of thing. You have to basically base it on your own experience, your own education, your own life experience. And so one of my children, she asked me, she goes, why do we go to school? And it's very good. So it came out of nowhere. She said, why do we go to school? And I said, well, it's because you learn about people. I said, you learn about how you get on with people. You start to learn about how you can read people. I said, and your teachers will work with you and you'll learn lots of other things about, you know, about factual things, about places and about times and things. But mostly, I said, I'll let you go into school because I'll let you to learn about people. I said, that's why I like you to go to school. And then I'll just share with you sort of three things here. One is my daughter learned to ride a bike without stabilisers. And this happened about a fortnight ago. And the reason why I'm sharing this is because it suddenly has opened up this fantastic freedom to her. She can just go off, she can ride, and she can do that without anyone telling her what to do. She can just, off she goes. And it's because she's had the input and the teaching and the skills, she can now do that by herself. And that opened up a whole world of freedom. It also has opened up a whole world of danger. Danger of thinking about the road, danger of falling off. So even though she's been given this wonderful opportunity, there's still an element of education that needs to come into her life there. Below her is my other daughter who's reading. And again, within this last month, it's just suddenly clicked. They've had lots of reading, with sort of mostly at school and at home as well. And suddenly now she's got this real thirst and hunger for information and for reading. And back to what Mark said about the actual, what she needs now is this, how to decipher and synthesise that knowledge and information, because all this information is coming up from her book. But soon it's going to be coming to her a lot across from the internet, from all these different sources. She needs education to learn about how to work with that information. And finally, there's an example here of my son using technology. He's using a Nintendo DS there, just playing a game. And he's playing the game. And I was very proud when I saw this, because I thought, he's holding his pen right. I thought, you know, that's important. And I thought, well, why do I value that? I said, well, that's because lots of other teachers and parents value holding the pen right. And I thought, well, he is. He's doing that right. But the most thing was, he was just exploring. He was using the technology, and he was free to explore, and he explored that. And with an iPad, you know, he can search off and he can go and explore. And he's fantastic with BBC iPlayer. And I've got no worries with him clicking around everywhere there. But now he's venturing onto YouTube and he wants to get onto YouTube to watch some of his programmes. And then comes this whole world to me of fear and danger. So like the bike, you've given them the tools, you've given them the opportunity to go off. He still now needs education with that along the way to help him know to make the right choices as he comes along. So what's the point of purpose of education? I would say it's about learning about people, how you get on with people, how you can read people. And along that, alongside that is then looking at what we need to do to give our children opportunities to develop, and then also to meet them along the way, help them to educate them to know the opportunities, where they can go, and also to help them to know the dangers as well and how to react with those. So thank you.